to yet another weekend here across America, from the left to the right and all those places in between. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Happy to be here, as always, as the captain of the ship known as America tonight. And boy, we have some interesting waters that we're going to sail on during this show, including, of course, once again, talking about the arrest of the Pakistani suspected of what happened in that New York City bombing. You know, there are others that may be tied to this besides Shahzad, and we'll give you all the details. Remember, he was a naturalized citizen just 1 year after all he had done and all the assimilating he had done. Nobody suspected he was capable of such a thing. Luckily, it didn't happen. This has now been a couple of weeks, and some interesting things are starting to emerge from that case that could help, perhaps, with future terrorist possibilities. Let's just hope there aren't any. Either the bad detonators keep happening and the worst of the terrorists try to hit us, or we just completely annihilate as much of the threat as possible, which was the idea behind Afghanistan. So we'll talk about Afghanistan, too, and ultimately this trip that Hamid Karzai just made to D.C., and what, if anything, of significance comes out of the journey to Washington and the conversations with our president and the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, as so well. In the meantime, we talk about it on this show. I feel your pain. I know there are a lot of people that are looking for jobs that feel lucky that they have their job, that are doing the work of 10 people at their job. In fact, I think most of the people I've met recently have more of the, a lot of people have been let go, so I have to now do 3 and 4 jobs, and it's pretty tough. It's not that I can't do it, it's that there's really not enough time to do it, so I worry about my work, and if I'm kind of in a slump, or if things could fall through the cracks. And I think that's what's happening for some people. A lot is getting stuck in the cracks because they have too much on their plate. But millions of jobs that have been lost may never, ever, ever return. I think in a lot of cases, those companies that slashed will continue to heap the work on the backs of the few that got to stay. Why is that significant? We'll also address that. And coming up on the show, so excited about this. We've got the trifecta challenge once again, because the Preakness in Baltimore is coming up on Saturday. It's the second leg of the Triple Crown in horse racing. Super Saver, again, the 5-2 favorite horse, the horse who won the Kentucky Derby, but a horse who was known to be what they call a good mudder, a horse that ran well in the mud. So with the terrible conditions, really, on the track in Kentucky for the Derby, it's going to be a different day when you look at Baltimore and Pimlico and how that horse could run there, although I think it'll still be in the money. Doesn't matter what I think, though. It's what you think of the 13 horses that are now entered in the race. All you have to do is pick any combination of those 13 numbers. If, in fact, you hit the trifecta, ding, 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 you win a huge prize. Here from America tonight, we have an enormous prize pack. Oh, yeah. And you have bragging rights, too. But more importantly, the first 6 people who call the show, just for calling the show during the Trifecta Challenge in our third hour, you will automatically be sent the movie that I think a lot of people, it had a lot of critical acclaim, a lot of buzz at Sundance and the independent film festivals and whatnot. And also there was an Oscar nomination for Woody Harrelson. The movie is called The Messenger, and I think this crowd will find this movie pretty interesting. I actually have not seen it, surprisingly. It was on my list to see, and since I knew the studio was going to send us copies, I decided to wait. So I will see that when all of you see it. At least the first 6 who get through, just for calling, we will, like I said, send that movie to you. So I'm excited about that. In the meantime, everybody is talking about the oil spill. I mean, I know I keep saying the same thing over and over again. It is the barbershop buzz or the water cooler buzz. You know, wherever you go, you're in the dentist's office, they're talking about the spill of all places, right? Nobody I know is comfortable in the dentist's office, and maybe that's a way to break the ice. I'm not sure. the point is, anywhere where you're walking, talking, any of that kind of stuff, spending some time, I bet at one point in the conversation, somehow the oil spill comes out, whether it's vacation plans or I feel bad for the people in the Gulf states or what do you think's going to happen to seafood ultimately? Are we going to see it spike up? What's going to happen to gas prices? And we've already talked about this, the big blunder and the capping off the well. And now in the last 2 days, this is radio, but they've released pictures of what the leak looks like. And it just looks like it just oil is barreling. Oil and gas is just barreling out of a little hole that almost looks enormous because the amount that's coming out is so large, the barrels of oil that are coming out. And you look at it, though, and you think, why can't you cap that? I mean, isn't there, there's nothing that you can do to cap that. First you try the dome, and that gets crystallized, so you, that's no good in the end. Then you do this thing where you're doing a junk shot, and everybody hears about this and thinks it's hysterical, shredded tires and golf balls. And then you put this top hat thing on, and you look at the pictures, and it's horrifying to see the amount that's coming out, but it just looks like, can't you just put something over top of that? It's just not that easy. It does look that way, but it's not that easy. So now the biggest thing that people want to know, and I think probably in the beginning this was still the question, is what's going to happen in the end? How big is this oil spill? Is it far greater than we initially thought? You know, a couple of weeks ago, the estimate of the oil leak was, what, 5,000 barrels a day? Now we have all these other reports that it's much higher than that. The environmentalists are concerned. The scientists are concerned. They're asking a lot of questions about the low estimate, thinking that it must be far greater with this leak. Everybody's all over BP for not using some of the techniques that would give a more accurate account of how much oil is gushing out. And maybe they're doing that on purpose. I wonder why they would be doing that, right? Bad publicity. So the criticism is at, you know, nauseating levels, really. And the video that was released, I think, really pushed this home for a lot. Like I described it, the oil barreling out, the huge black plume just gushing from this broken well at an incredibly high rate. And the company said, look, we can't measure this plume. It's impossible to measure it. So you were kind of just throwing out this 5,000 barrels a day. But then you wonder, well, how are you getting the 5,000? How are you measuring that? And, you know, really, it could be four or five times that amount. There are actually oceanographers who would testify to the fact that when they look at this video, they see something far worse than what's being reported, that the numbers are much higher. Ultimately, what do we care about? How much of that crap is going to wash up on the beaches that we like to frequent? How many people are going to be affected by it? We'll have more on the oil rig owner trying to limit the spill liability. I told you it's that legalese thing. But coming up round the bend, the cardiologist is going to join us to talk about your heart and some things you can do to help yourself. Stay with us.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
Johnny, angry Johnny, this is just a run-down. I wanna kill you, I wanna blow you.
We have some breaking news. So before, in a little while, we get to our cardiologist, John Kennedy, to talk about the heart and what you can do to get rid of all that stress. There was a crazy article that came out this week. I shouldn't say it's crazy, but it really kind of piqued people's interest when it said that overtime could lead to heart problems. And given what I was saying about people who are now shouldering a lot of the work and doing three and four and however many jobs, and that means working longer hours because they can't get it done in the amount of time, and all that sort of stuff kind of plays into what has been the focus, sadly, in a lot of businesses because of the economy. So it'll be interesting to chat with him. Okay, here's the breaking story. As if enough wasn't happening in New York, the area around Union Square subway station has been blocked off, and they're investigating. The police and the fire department are. There's some kind of a car parked with gas canisters inside it near that area in Manhattan, and they're there on the scene, and the gas canisters could clearly be seen in the rear seat of the car. That area has been blocked off, and the thought is, here we go again. Nothing other than that to report. Could be just somebody getting their freak on and thinking it would be funny to imitate what happened. Well, I can tell you not. But there was things that were starting to pour out of it so naturally, and that's a very busy area too. It's going to kind of panic and set people in motion, and obviously they jumped in their cell phones. The response was immediate, so that's the good news, that automatically, boom, the bomb squad in New York must just be talking about working overtime. They must be working overtime. And talking about your heart, can you imagine if you had that was your job? Your job is to defuse bombs or to figure out what's actually in something that's been planted or could have been planted or any of that. I can't imagine the kind of steady hands, the nerves, what you would go through in doing that. In fact, because of things that have happened recently, we're going to have a bomb squad expert come on the show in the next week or two. We're working on that right now to get more of an insight into what the makeup is and how you have to operate in certain situations when it's your job to actually be the guy, the person who decides and detonates. I mean, you know, for the most part, they try to get the bombs out of the area and then explode them if they can. But in a city like New York, it's a different situation often. So, like I said, here we go again. If I get any more information on that, I'm getting some texts. If I get anything else, we'll certainly tell you what's happening there in New York. But I think this is just somebody trying to copy the situation, unfortunately. Crazy. All right, this is a follow-up, too, that I got a lot of emails about. And we didn't talk about too much. A little bit we did. How awful it was in Virginia. What happened with that lacrosse player, the female lacrosse player who was murdered by her boyfriend, and it stunned the world. Well, I should say stunned the world of lacrosse, because these were two kids that had everything going for them, were graduating, and, you know, were superstar players in this tricky sport of lacrosse, because if you've ever seen lacrosse, pretty tough. And they're still trying to sort out what drove this guy to do this. What happened on that campus, the University of Virginia? Let's face it, a tough school. Tough school to get into, and a crazy thing that happened. George Hughley is the boyfriend who killed 22-year-old senior Yardley Love, who was just found beaten to death on May 2nd in her off-campus apartment, and immediately the evidence pointed to him, and he's been charged with first-degree murder in her death. Well, now the governor of Virginia is considering actually changing, completely ripping up a state law to require that colleges be notified when a student is arrested off-campus, and this is because of that murder of Love earlier in the month. Apparently, the boyfriend was arrested in 2008, but it was for public intoxication. However, he supposedly threatened to kill a female police officer, but the university, of course, didn't know about the arrest because it happened 70 miles away. And there is no law right now that has colleges, that, you know, requires colleges to be informed when a student has some kind of a run-in, any kind of a run-in with law enforcement for anything off the campus. So Governor McDonald said he's looking pretty closely to see if more could happen, at least legally and administratively anyway, when students are cuffed and taken away off campus. It's the problem with this is I could see a lot of this getting misinterpreted. In his case, okay, he was smashed out of his mind, and he's yelling things out, half in the bottle, threatening to kill the officer who picked him up. So what would that mean if they had that information, that they would watch him closely, that they would shadow him? I don't think so. I understand why the governor is looking at it, because of the disgust and the anger and everything else over this crazy, heinous story. But the fact is, and they even had to use a stun gun on him, and it's because he was so much bigger than the officer and he was yelling the obscenities and threats, but that's that whole drunken altercation thing. So doing that, you know, ultimately, like I said, what would that lead to as far as suspicion on the campus? You know, think of other kids who could possibly get picked up for public drunkenness or, you know, a slew of other things. And how would the campus security folks be able to really deal with that? You know, what would that show them, in other words, because they had this arrest and they're not obligated to do that at this point. I mean, yeah, he had to be hit with a stun gun because he was bigger than her and all this other sort of stuff. But I don't know that would have prevented, sadly, what happened to this 22-year-old senior girlfriend, because he flipped out, whatever happened. She didn't want to see him anymore, and that was it. And he went crazy, and that happened. But I don't know that there would have been red flags. In other words, ooh, red flags. This guy's nasty. He could possibly murder the girl he's seeing. Eh. The governor's heart is in the right place because he feels the pain of the people that are calling his office and demanding that something be done. You know, everybody wants that sense of let's get some justice for this and maybe we can do something to prevent it in the future, but I think it's a stretch, to say the least, a big stretch. Different if there was something with a little meat on it, but then the person wouldn't be on campus, right, most likely. I mean, if there was some kind of an assault and they had, I mean, a real assault where they had some kind of a record for it, then that probably would change the whole thing of them even being at the University of Virginia. And this kid, who was a super, superstar lacrosse player, very, very, very doubtful. Hey, like I said, coming up, we're going to talk about your heart health because of the story we were mentioning about the overtime earlier in the week and how that piqued so many people's interest, including mine. Because I know very few people who aren't working some overtime or doing some crazy hours here and there, whatever the case may be. And we're starting to see, too, that, I don't know, what it's about. Is it a food thing combined with the stress thing? But we're starting to see these deaths where people have a heart attack and someone finds them in the house or the hotel room. And not that that hasn't happened previously, but is it on the rise? Is there something more to this that we're not really seeing? Also, we've got We Can Count. Love this segment. And you're going to love this one, too. You know the whole Postman Creed, neither snow nor rain nor heat nor gloom of night. The mail was like Old Faithful. Definitely it would be delivered. Nothing would stop the postman. Something stopped the postman. And a lot of people didn't find out things like, oh, yeah, you got accepted into college. Ooh, here's that bill we really need you to pay that you didn't even know you had. Might be a little bit late. Wait till you hear this. It's part of We Can Count. But next, we're talking heart here on America Tonight.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff.
New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more.
All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant 20%.
$25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DublyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DublyShoppers.com. That's DublyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney back here on America Tonight. That's the sound, you're listening, of your heart beating. Hopefully you don't ever get that sound where it feels like it's banging in your ears and coming out of your chest. That's how it's been described to me by somebody who had a heart attack. Earlier in the week, we told you about this crazy Finnish study where they found that people who work more than 10 hours a day are probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 60% more likely to develop heart disease or have a heart attack than people who just simply, you know, work 7 hours a day and that's it. They're done. They're gone. They're chilling with the family. They're hanging with friends. They're playing tennis. They're walking, whatever they're doing, but they're not sitting at a desk and they're not working and doing the job of three and four people, which sadly a lot of people are. So we're happy to welcome to the show cardiologist Dr. John Kennedy to talk about the pressures at work and what it's doing, this whole link to our cardiovascular health. Hey, Doc, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me, Kate. This is great.
You know what? What do you make of that, first of all? Because you're an expert in this. You're the heart guy. Is it true if we work too much, that's part of the whole stress thing? And, geez, it might actually lead to heart problems?
It is true. In fact, this study is one of many showing how work stress increases our cardiovascular risk. And it does it in two ways. It's interesting. There's the increased physical strain stress, which is from, you know, trying to do too much with too little time and or not enough time. And then there's the type of stress at work where you do all this extra work and nobody recognizes you for doing all this extra work. And these people feel socially isolated. They feel like they're doing this extra work and there's no room for improvement and there's or at least no room for being moving up in their company or being promoted. Those two types of specific stress cause the fight-or-flight response to be triggered. When we trigger our fight-or-flight response, our heart rate goes up, our blood pressure goes up, we have increased inflammation in our body, and our blood corpuscles become thick and sticky, all of those things create the perfect storm for a heart attack. And also, when we're stressed at work and we ignore the signs of stress at work, we tend to exercise less and we eat poorly. We eat comfort foods. We eat things that are quick and easy to eat. And we tend to drink and smoke more. And all of those things increase our cardiovascular risk.
Yeah, but, Doc, you know what the answer? People will say, well, Doc, I appreciate that. I'm trying to do everything I can, but I want to make a lot of money. I want to work that overtime. I want to get as much money for my family as I can. I want to take that extra vacation, and then I'll rest. Then I'll take it easy. I'll sit on the beach. It might be a year. It might be 2 years from now, but we'll be able to rent a house by then. What would you tell somebody who says that to you?
Well, I tell you, and you know, it's a bigger problem now than ever before because, you know, there's less people at work that are having to shoulder the burden now because, you know, companies are leaning down, there's less people working, and there used to be 10 people doing the same amount of work, and now there's only 3 because of our economic crisis, and it's a problem. But what I can tell you is that everybody has to work harder and longer hours because of our economy, but we can work more healthy at work, and the way you do that is you learn how to cope with stress effectively. And one of the things I show and talk about in the 15-minute heart cure is a simple exercise that actually protects your heart. And, you know, earlier I said that there's a huge body of literature showing how stress and heart disease are linked, and work stress is just one of those triggers. There's also a huge body of literature showing how relaxation therapy actually protects your heart. And unfortunately, the simple tools for relaxing at work are few and far between, which is what I talk about in the 15-minute heart cure. It's a simple exercise called the breathe technique.
Uh-huh.
And it's a 7-step exercise, B-R-E-A-T-H-E, and it's begin, relax, envision, apply, treat, heal, end. And when you practice it, you can entrain this neural network between your heart and your brain, and you can do it at work. And you can call on this skill when you're faced with a difficult challenge at work. And you can actually lower your heart rate, lower your blood pressure, bolster your immune system, and protect your ticker.
Wow. So if you could just learn techniques like that, you close your door, go sit somewhere quiet for a few minutes, you can do that, and then just resume what you were doing, and it'll just kind of take your blood pressure and whatnot down.
Yeah, the best way to do it is to do it the same place every time, every day. If you do it at night before you go to bed or in the morning when you wake up, you'll entrain this skill. And when you get stressed at work, you can call on this quick skill and you can breathe. You can exhale. You want to extend your exhalation and you can lower your heart rate and lower your blood pressure. When you practice it at night, it's sort of like toning your muscles in the gym and you master the skill, and at work, when you get stressed, you can do it throughout your day and lower your heart rate, lower your blood pressure.
Do you find, Doc, that is it more men or more women having heart attacks? Are you seeing more women that you're having to operate on and having to advise these days than men, or is it kind of split?
You know, there's a study that came out last week that showed that women, they actually looked at nurses in Denmark, showing that women are now that are more stressed at work are having increased cardiovascular mortality. But when I, you know, in my workplace in the emergency room all over Los Angeles, I see equal numbers of men and women. But I will tell you that this economy is incredibly stressful, and I am seeing more stress-related cardiovascular disease. I've seen, you know, attorneys on the day of their court trial who have massive heart attacks. I see teachers on back to school night dealing with angry parents who have, you know, rapid arrhythmias. And I see plumbers, and these are both men and women, plumbers dealing with angry clients who develop congestive heart failure. So, you know, stress triggers cardiovascular disease.
Did you, when you first went into medicine, why the heart? What was it that sent you in the direction of being a cardiologist?
You know, I've always loved the heart, and the first time I became fascinated with it was when I was in high school. A cardiologist came and talked about the heart in our science class, and I said, "Hey, that's something that I want to do." And I woke up one day and I was a cardiologist.
That's a good story. You just knew, boom, he came to the high school, that's it, I want to do it. There was no fooling around, that's it, I'm going to school, this is what I'm going to do.
That's, you know, that's a story.
That's a good story. You know, you look at, when I asked you the question about women, now you see, especially when you have somebody famous, I mean, Barbara Walters could kind of become the poster child for more women getting checked or being serious about this, because she's going to have surgery, as you know, to replace a faulty heart valve this week, and then she's going to actually take the summer off to recuperate. I think it's good when someone like Barbara Walters comes out, because I think you get puts a famous face, like Larry King when he talked about it. Do you think that helps and people become more aware when the famous, I guess, talk about their problems with their heart?
I do. I think, you know, I did a number of interviews when Bill Clinton, had his scare recently and had a stent in his heart, and I think, you know, Barbara Walters, who's going to have her valve replaced, is going to bring a lot of public awareness to probably aortic stenosis. That's my guess. I think she hasn't commented much on the specifics, but there's a disease called aortic stenosis, which is where the valve in your heart becomes rusty. And it's a door that connects the main pump, the left ventricle, to the brain and the rest of the body. And this door, which is sort of like a saloon door, starts to develop rusty hinges, making it harder for blood to pump out to the brain and the rest of the body. And then the blood backs up into our lungs, can cause what's called congestive heart failure. And it can also cause us to pass out or can cause chest pain. She is apparently asymptomatic, but that's my guess based on her age and the fact that she's asymptomatic. That's the disease. It's a really common disease, and it affects about 2% of people over 65, 3% of people over 75, and about up to 4% of people over 85. I think it does. It brings a lot of public awareness to diseases when a celebrity is affected with heart disease. And you know, heart disease is the number one cause of death in our country. So unfortunately, a lot of celebrities are going to be affected by the disease the older they get.
Yeah. The aspirin companies started to raise the level of awareness, I guess, on if you feel like you're having a heart attack, have an aspirin, take a Bear. Does that really work?
It does. Aspirin is the fancy name for it is acetyl salicylic acid, and it's probably the most known drug, or at least the drug that we know the most about in terms of heart disease. And what it does is it blocks the blood corpuscles known as platelets from forming clots. And the final sort of problem with a heart attack is that the clot forms. The blood vessel first tears, and then your body tries to repair itself immediately, and it forms a clot. Well, when it forms a clot, it blocks blood flow. And when you block blood flow to the muscle, the heart dies. That's what a heart attack is. And when you take an aspirin, aspirin blocks the clot from forming and keeps the blood flowing to the artery that's problematic. So it does work.
Wow, interesting. I have no aspirin in my house. I'm going to have to run out and get some now that you said that.
Work 14-hour days.
Luckily, I'm pretty healthy. Oh, fascinating talking to you. If anyone wants to pick up your book, where can they get it? Like Amazon and stuff, I'm assuming,
yeah,
right?
Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com and BordersBooks.com. One last thing I'll say, just because you asked a question about men and women. Stress affects all of us. Women in particular are more vulnerable to depression, and that's been linked to heart disease. And men are more linked to hostility and anger, and that's been linked to heart disease. So we're all vulnerable to stress, so we got to watch out.
Excellent. What a way to end this. We appreciate it, Doc. Thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight.
Thanks, Kate.
All right, coming up on the flip side, we can count.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTown. TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
This one is just plain old sad. Can you imagine if you were waiting to get money you desperately needed from a friend who was helping you out, or a parent, or whomever, or a refund that you desperately needed? That happened to one guy. Then there was the kid who waited to find out whether or not he was going to be accepted into college. Here's what happened. We always think of the mailman as a very reliable person, usually friendly, at least in my experience, friendly, know your name, try to look out for you. That's the way it used to be anyway. So you got checks and bills and all kinds of things that were lost since 2007. 20,000 letters were found inside the garage of a Philadelphia postal carrier. The mailman missed a couple of days of work in April, so they went to his house and they found tubs and tubs. They were worried about him. They didn't know this was going on. They found tubs and tubs of undelivered and unopened mail, so he wasn't going through the mail. He just didn't feel like delivering it. The postal worker has not been identified yet, but he worked out of a place called Bustleton Station in northeast Philadelphia, the neighborhood most impacted. It's funny, I know this area well. Is a well-known area anyway. It's Castor Avenue, and one of the people affected is the guy that needed a check badly in December of 2007 for $900. He was waiting for it. Then there was stuff from the IRS and the Social Security Administration, and people knew him just as Dave the Mailman. They would look for Dave the Mailman. Some of the mail that they found in his house actually went all the way back to 1997. Ooh, ouch. That's awful. One of the letters that was undelivered was an acceptance letter from Westchester University. The recipient who received the letter on Thursday is now a senior in college, a different college. That's nice. Oh, that's terrible. You know, and you can't do that. I'm sure they could prosecute him, but think of how many people had their lives messed with because they didn't get whatever it was they were expecting in the mail. Yeah. The postman didn't ring twice in that case. One man, one dog. A man says Delta lost his dog. Oh, that'd be upsetting, wouldn't it? Man's best friend entrusting your most precious companion to an airline. And it's one thing when they dump your luggage, they can't find it, they lose it, they deliver it 2 days later or whatever. But apparently Delta Airlines is saying the dog escaped from a carrier on the tarmac. And the guy's name is Josiah Allen. His dog's name, Paco, and he didn't make it home when he flew from Mexico to Canada. He's saying, I'm hopeful that Delta will be able to locate and retrieve my dog so he can come home to me and be loved and cared for. But they're saying, look, the dog broke out of a carrier at the airport back on May 3rd. We've done exhaustive searches to locate the dog. They have not found Paco. This is very sad. And this is the worst, too. Delta says they've offered sincere apologies that they've been unable to recover the dog. So they're just going to compensate the owner and reimburse all the expenses with the dog. But that doesn't get the dog back. So somebody has this dog. Who knows? The dog ran out of the airport, whatever. Somebody else picked up the dog. That's depressing. It's a very depressing week in count. Because I don't think any amount of money can really make up for man's best friend. If you are tight with the dog, you're tight with the dog. Speaking of the airlines, ooh, this is bad news for people who were going to use British Airways. The British Airways cabin crews apparently are going to go on strike for 20 days between May 18th and June 9th. They're taking the strike action because they're upset about, obviously, pay and hours and all that kind of stuff. And the strike ends just days before the World Cup soccer tournament, one of the biggest sporting events on the planet, and it's a huge one this time around, in South Africa. It starts on June 11th. A lot of people will be taking British Airways, or would be anyway, to get to the soccer tournament. So that's sad news for people that were relying on that mode of transportation, let's say. And BA is considered to be pretty reliable, and certainly a lot of people in Europe take it. There are a lot of Americans that fly on British Air when they can't get an American Airlines flight internationally, wherever it is they're going, or one of the other carriers. They end up taking British Airways. All right, and how about this? They're calling them the fat police. There's a new bill that requires states to track body mass index of all kids 2 to 18 years old. This is a great fair or foul. So the bill was put forth this month in Congress. It would put the federal and state governments in the business, seriously, of deciding what kids are fat or skinny and all this whole thing with kids. And the reason why is because states that get federal grants, that would affect that. It's provided for in the bill, and it would require that they annually track that body mass index of those kids that I mentioned in that age group. That's all kids, basically, except for fresh from the womb. And the grant, this is what happens, the receiving states would be required to mandate that all of the health care providers in the state get that information, then report it to the state government. So they have to do it. The state, in turn, would be required to report the information to the Department of Health and Human Services. You know, I don't like this. I don't like that kids are having problems and they're gigantic and it's sad when you go in schools in some cases or whatever. And I understand about the nutritional labels on the front of foods and the crappy things sometimes they're served at the lunch counter. But the idea of the BMI, Ooh. Any number, by the way, over 24 is considered overweight. A higher number resulting in a diagnosis of obese. That's how it works. So now they're going to, obviously, they're going to have to pay for this, and that's what's going to happen. They're going to, the grants will be used for that. All right, it is part of We Can Count, though, and BMI is the number. You heard me. Any number over 24 is considered overweight. Let's jettison across the border to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. Unfortunately, last night after the Canadians beat Pittsburgh, okay, 50,000 people were downtown. Most of them were okay. Then there were a couple, you know, wet disturbers who three storefronts were busted in and looted and whatever. 41 people were arrested, and six of them were minors.
Really?
Yeah.
Of course. Of course someone's going to do that.
Yeah, and it wasn't too much all Canadian fans who did it. We know it. So one of the store owners said the next time it happens, we'll either hire, you know, either hire our own security, or what the police might do if the Canadians beat your Flyers, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, is block off St. Catherine Street. I don't know how you know how well you know Montreal, but St. Catherine Street is so like the, you know, the main thoroughfare. Block it off completely. No one allowed on. Period. But that's, you know, they should have thought of that in the first place.
They should have.
Yeah. Instead of closing the barn door after the, you know, after the horse has been stolen. Flyers 4, Bruins 2, and that's my prediction.
Really?
Yeah.
I think the Flyers are going to win it, too. I think the Flyers win it, and I think that we've got the Canadians and the Flyers.
Yeah, and, I mean, obviously, whoever bet on the Canadians to make it this far is really cleaning up, and whoever beat it... that on the Flyers to make it this far is really cleaning up. And I am hoping it is an original six Stanley Cup final, but, you know, just because, you know, I guess I, in a way, have this thing about tradition. Oh, Monday I went to the Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I don't know if you've ever been to it.
I have been to the Hockey Hall of Fame. It's very cool.
It is. It is. Okay. Yes. They have a section there about farms, you know, the parent clubs and their farm teams and the history about where they've all been. Okay, so I'll tell you about it more next week, okay?
All right, that's something that we can live with. You're going to give us a tour through the Hockey Hall of Fame.
Okay.
You have a great weekend. I like all the Hall of Fames, by the way. I think, though, my favorite is probably Cooperstown. It's probably Major League Baseball's Hall of Fame. Very, very cool. All right, it is a one-liner night here on America Tonight. So in honor of talking about the heart, I'm going to leave you with this one. Worrying works. 90% of the things I worry about never happen.